When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes. One thrilling combination, every move that she makes. One smile and suddenly nobody else will do. You know you'll never be lonely with you, know who. One moment in her presence and you can't forget the rest. For the girl the second best to none. Son, oh, side, give me your attention. Do I really have to mention she? One smile and suddenly nobody else will do. You know you'll never be lonely with you, no. And one moment in her presence and you can't forget the rest. For the girl is second best to none. Son, side, give me your attention. Do I really have to mention she?
Well, if there was ever one singular sensation composer on the Broadway stage and the Hollywood soundstage of the last part of the 20th century, it was Marvin Hamlisch. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. It's a sort of sad yet slightly enjoyable task to celebrate Marvin Hamlisch's life and legacy and career. He passed away last week at the age of 68, all too soon. But of course, that is one of the great, legacies of a composer, is that their work lives on in the hearts and the downloads and the CDs and the memories of people who enthusiastically followed his or her careers. And I was a big fan of Marvin Hamlisch. He was half a generation older than I, but we both grew up as nerdy guys, Jewish guys with glasses in the tri-state area. He in Queens, I in Long Island, and it was really great to see his ascent to fame and, of course, to enjoy all the great shows he did, especially A Chorus Line, one of Broadway's great blockbusters. So when we say he is one singular sensation, that's a fact in the fact that he is one of two people ever to have won the Emmy, the Oscar, the Grammy, the Tony, and the Pulitzer Prize. I believe the other person is probably Sondheim. I'm not sure about that. But a terrific composer. So let's take a look at his life. He started being trained as a classical composer and eventually got swept up in the Broadway world of the mid to early 60s. And he was a rehearsal pianist and an arranger and an accompanist and a dance arranger. He did almost everything. He learned his trade the old-fashioned way, right, from the ground up. He did dance arrangements for a show called Golden Rainbow in 1967, which had the dubious distinction of starring Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, with the exception of the hit song I Gotta Be Me. There's not much to recommend it. But here's the opening number, and I think in Marvin's dance arrangements for it, you can hear a real hint of what was about to bloom to fruition in 1973 in a chorus line, in a 75 in a chorus line. Here, this is for my friend Andy Zerman, the opening number to Golden Rainbow. So an early dance arrangement from Marvin Hamlisch's career. He skyrocketed by writing a great pop song for Leslie Gore called Sunshine, Lollipops, Rainbows, Everything. I'm not going to sing the rest of it for you. But then he became a phenomenon when he went to Hollywood and in the same year won 3 Oscars. The first was for arranging Scott Joplin's music for The Sting. And if you were, 12, 11, 13 in the early 70s, and every kid learning the piano played The Entertainer or Maple Leaf Rag, you have Marvin Hamlisch to either blame or celebrate for that fact. He also won an award for arranging and writing the title number to The Way We Were, the great Barbra Streisand, Robert Redford film with lyrics by Allen and Marilyn Bergman. So that year, in 1974, he won 3 Oscars in one night and became a national celebrity. Here's his old chum, Barbra Streisand. He was the rehearsal pianist for Funny Girl back in 1964, and when Barbra Streisand renewed her concert tour in the mid-2000s, she brought Marvin along to play the song and conduct the orchestra. So here they are both again with the hit that brought Marvin Hamlisch over the top, The Way We Were.
Now let's go back to 1973, something like that. You're way ahead of me. hide the corners of my mind. Misty watercolor memories of the way we were. The smiles we left behind, smiles we gave to one another, for the way we were. Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time every line? If we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Yeah. But could we? Okay. Memories may be beautiful and yet, what's too painful to remember? We simply choose to forget.
Well, that was the way Barbara Streisand was in 2006 when she was accompanied by Marvin Hamlisch, her conductor for her tour, for the great song that he wrote. Well, Marvin Hamlisch said that he became such a huge celebrity after The Way We Were in The Sting that the phone rang, and it was his old chum, Michael Bennett. Michael Bennett had choreographed Henry Sweet Henry, a musical for which Hamlisch wrote the dance arrangements in 1967, and Michael Bennett saying, "I'm working on this show about dancers. We're doing kind of a workshop. Do you want to come over and see what that's like?" So Hamlisch came back to New York and, of course, began the long process of creating a chorus line, which famously happened in workshops and opened at the Public Theater in April of 1975 off-Broadway, moved immediately to Broadway, and became one of Broadway's, I don't know, top five, six great blockbusters of all time, winning 9 Tonys and running over 6,000 performances. Most of the focus of A Chorus Line came, I think, justly to Michael Bennett, whose work as director-choreographer was unprecedented. But the score really just pays back repeated listenings. It was always a talk in the 1970s about what would be the next rock score, would Broadway ever become rock? And I got to say, Marvin Hamlisch, for a classically trained artist from Queens, really rocked it with this show. Here's a little montage sequence that I've kind of sculpted together from the first half of A Chorus Line, just to show you how much really caught the beat of the 1970s and turned A Chorus Line into a worldwide phenomenon.
To wear a bra, you got nothing to hold it up. movie star, then I could be a movie star.
Little brat, that's what my sister was, a little brat, and that's why I shaved her head. I'm glad I shaved her head. But then my father lost his job, so we had to leave El Paso, and we wound up in St. Louis, Missouri. Well, it was the furthest thing from my mind to be a dancer, but my mother would embarrass me. So when she'd come to pick me up at school with all those great big yellow rollers in her hair, no matter how much I begged her, and she'd say, "What are you, ashamed of your own mother?" But the thing that made my mommy laugh so much was when I used to jump and dance around the living room.
Please take this message to my...
Every time the teacher called on me, I'd be hard, really. I'd have to lean up against the desk like this, and the teacher would say, "Stand up straight." "I can't, I have a pain in my side." "Stand up straight." Or walking down the hall, you'd have to walk like this, with all your books stacked up in front of you.
Yeah, I thought it was only me. I thought it was a sex maniac.
You are.
I did too. I mean, it didn't go down for 3 years.
And the bus. The bus was the worst. I just look at a bus and, bingo. And then there was the time I was making out in the back seat with Sally Ketchum. We were necking and I was feeling her boobs. And after about an hour or so, she said, "Ooh, don't you wanna feel anything else?" And I suddenly thought to myself, "No, I don't." It was probably the first time I realized I was homosexual. I got so depressed because I thought being gay meant being a bum all the rest of my life.
Kindergarten teacher.
and I thought, shit,
shivity,
shit,
shivity.
Or what are you gonna be,
shivity,
when you get shoved out of here? Honey, ain't nobody gonna be standing there with no scholarship to life, and I was scared,
shivity,
scared,
go to it. We'll hear a little more from A Chorus Line, of course, at the end of our broadcast. While the success of that show put Hamlisch over the top, it won him a Grammy, it won him a Pulitzer, it won him a Tony, and Hollywood beckoned again, and this time, in 1977, he became the first Broadway composer, Ra Marvin, to write a James Bond theme song for The Spy Who Loved Me, which those of us who can bear Roger Moore think is probably Roger Moore's best Bond film. Carol Bayer Sager, who was dating Hamlisch at the time, wrote the lyrics, and here's Marvin at the piano in a song which could sum up, in my mind, his own composing talents. Nobody!
Does it?
Well, after the Hollywood appeal of a James Bond movie, Marvin Hamlisch was lured back to his beloved New York to do another musical, this time with a book by Neil Simon and lyrics by Carol Bayer Sager. And it was called They're Playing Our Song, a very intimate, I would say a boutique show about a composer and a lyricist and their off-again, on-again love affair. Charming show. It starred Robert Klein and Lucy Arnaz, who had quite a breakthrough performance on that. We're going to hear two songs. We're going to hear a song towards the end, actually sung by Tom Conti from the London Cast album. And this is for all you Glittering Prizes fans out there. You know who you are. Hearing how Tom Conti performs in a musical, very charmingly, I think. And then we'll go back to the title song from the original Broadway cast. But first, here's Tom Conti from They're Playing Our Song.
You play a C, you get a C. That's simple, that's easy. There was you, there was me. Not so simple, not easy. I'm never quite able to say what I feel. I know that sounds absurd. The only way you can hear me is to listen to my song without words. That's what I'm feeling right now. So I'm writing this love song just for you. Fill in the words. You were everything good. I know you loved me. I just couldn't make us work out. And all I could do was leave it to you to fill in the words. Fill in the words. If I had the words, I'd have a song. Maybe you could tell me where I belong. With you I had the words for free. It's just in loving you I was losing me. I'm hoping you'll understand that until I can find those words for myself, will you fill in the words? Fill in the words. Was I less? Were you more? I'm hoping you'll give me some time. And if that kid on the coat rack wants to come back, wants one more try, where will you be? Will you still fill in the words? Will fill in the words.
Written by me.
Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM. And today we are giving a tribute to the enduring composing talent of Marvin Hamlisch. Now, Marvin Hamlisch was a Broadway baby, so he kept trying to come up with another Broadway musical that would be as successful as A Chorus Line, if that was humanly possible. I kind of doubt it. And he collaborated with a wonderful lyricist who also left us much too early, named Howard Ashman, on a 1986 show called Smile, which was based on a beautiful little independent film about a beauty contest. It's got a lot of charming stuff in it. It launched the careers of performers like Jodie Benson and Vianne Cox. And Vianne was telling me the other day that when Marvin was in the rehearsal room, he just thought he was some other sort of gawky guy with glasses hanging about. But the minute he sat down at the piano, he was extraordinary, a singular sensation. So that show was never recorded. It did not succeed. But we have Kerry Butler performing one of the opening songs from the show called Disneyland. Music by Marvin Hamlisch, lyrics by Howard Ashman.
Sunday night, I guess the folks were busy fighting. Joe'd already left home, 11 years old on my own, feeling nothing but lonely. There's nothing to do, there's nothing out there but the traffic down on State 93. So I'd sit through the night by our old black and white TV. And that's where I saw it. That's when I heard it calling me.
I will live in
What a guy. He can fight like a champ. Yes, sirree. What a guy. Though he's crazy for me. When I said, hold off the wedding, the color left his cheeks. Don't you love a guy who freaks at weddings and weeks? What a guy. He was probably as charming at birth. Oh, I know if I asked him, we'll gladly move heaven and earth. Even I can hardly miss what a guy like this is worth. He's the first one I trust to come back. What a guy. When he does, I'll give him such a smack. He's no chip off a Chippendale, but he's a breath of spring. He does rotten imitations, but he's the real thing. What a guy. He's a guy with one hell of a nerve. But he's kind and he's good and he thinks this is what I deserve. And it's hard to disagree when a guy like this loves me.
Astute listeners will catch the signature voice of Bernadette Peters. Bernadette and Martin Short starred in another short-lived musical written by Marvin Hamlisch called The Goodbye Girl, based on the Neil Simon movie. Hamlisch was never able to put the genie back in the bottle, as it were, after A Chorus Line, but he tried artistically and manfully to come up with another Broadway show or two. His last Broadway show was a musical version of The Sweet Smell of Success, a musical version of Sweet Smell of Success. People put the, there's no the. Great, great movie, one of my favorite movies about the slimy gossip columnist played by Burt Lancaster and the sneaky press agent played by Tony Curtis in the 1959 film. Here, the lyrics are by Craig Cornelia. The show was also not a success, but you hear Marvin swinging some good jazz backbeats in this opening number called The Column, in which John Lithgow tells you how powerful he is, and you hear Brian D'Arcy James eagerly trying to get him his own client's name in, here's the title number, The Column.
Kate Thompson and the Williams brothers, packing them in at the Persian Room.
Got it.
Advice to a certain polo-playing playboy after the brawl at P.J. Clark's last night. Learn the difference between men and pigs. Pigs don't turn into men when they drink.
I know who that is.
Question in Washington, will Truman resign before he's impeached? Treason is not a pretty picture. Ava Gardner is finding out that when hubby Frank Sinatra sends her flowers for no reason, there's a reason.
Sinatra?
Write it down. Write it down.
Guy getting the column. to get in the column, or I'm out of a job. Gotta get into JJ.
JJ. JJ. Gotta get into gossip. Gotta tell what you know. Gotta get into gossip. Blow by, blow by, blow by, blow by,
rising over Times Square that say it all.
JJ!
Flashing his eyes and get this way, that way, this way, that way.
He runs a column like a roadshow gangster.
But it's the column you need.
Because it happens he's a roadshow gangster.
60 million people read.
But what 60 million people don't know is how the whole system works.
A press agent works for a client.
Yep.
A press agent likes to eat.
You bet.
The client says, get me in JJ.
JJ.
The press agent feels the heat.
Ouch.
JJ says, what'll you give me? Here's where you crawl like a bug.
Just give him dirt. Make it hurt. He gives your client a plug.
Column needs a finish.
Sign off for the pearl of wisdom from my favorite source, Anonymous. No hatchet ever got buried deep enough.
And the presses are rolling, taking out the early edition. The presses are rolling, not
enough to waste the dead.
And the city is open, waiting for the early edition.
Holding your breath till the time ticks by. In a prayer to the skyline sky, waiting to see if I live or die.
I'm in, say, I'm out, say,
I'm out, say,
out,
I'm in,
out,
I'm in,
damn.
Gotta get in the column if you burn for success.
He runs it all.
Gotta get into JJ.
Rising high, rising over the top. He runs it all.
Gotta get into JJ. On and on it goes.
Pretty good opening number to a show that had some flaws, the musical version of Sweet Smell of Success. I remember talking to Stephen Sondheim about 20 years ago and asking him if he thought it would be a good idea for a musical, and he said, well, it doesn't really sing. Well, tough movie to follow, one of my favorites. This is Larry Maslon. We're celebrating the career of Marvin Hamlisch today on Broadway to Main Street. I should point out that he tried very hard to have another Broadway success after A Chorus Line. That didn't quite happen, but it didn't stop him from doing just about everything you could do in the entertainment business. I neglected to mention that one of the first shows he worked on as a dance arranger was Minnie's Boys, a musical biography of the Marx Brothers, and that led to a fairly ongoing engagement as not only a friend of Groucho Marx's, but his accompanist. If you've ever heard the great, great Groucho Marx at Carnegie Hall album from 1973, that's our very own Marvin Hamlisch at the piano. And maybe I'll digitize that someday, and we can hear that. But Hamlisch also conducted the National Symphony Orchestra. He did pop concerts everywhere. He continued to write really subtle and interesting soundtracks to movies when people were, I think, fairly bombastic age of soundtrack writing in the 21st century. Did a lovely score to the movie The Informant, the Soderbergh movie with Matt Damon, which is really one of the more imaginative soundtracks in the last 5 years. And clearly the legacy of his music lives on. When I was growing up, every teenager put on their leg warmers and their leotards and tried to act out A Chorus Line and listen to the album. And thankfully, the next generation or two has picked up on that. So we're going to hear maybe the hit song from A Chorus Line, sung by Lea Michele and the cast of Glee. This was a song that Marvin Hamlisch made Joseph Papp and Michael Bennett add to the show because A Chorus Line was so integral. It was so organically worked into the situations that there weren't really any breakout pop hits. And Marvin Hamlisch said, look, you got to have something to play on the radio because you ain't going to be playing Dance 10 Looks 3. And this is a song he came up with, performed by Lea Michele. Maybe we should get Lea Michele and Michelle Lee to do a revival of Grey Gardens. What do you think? Anyway, food for thought. Here's the great classic from A Chorus Line, What I Did for Love.
Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. Wish me luck the same to you. But I can't regret what I did for love, what I did for love. Look, my eyes are dry. The gift was ours to borrow. Oh, it's as if we forget what I did for love, what I did for love. God, love is never gone as we travel on. Love's what we today goodbye and point me toward tomorrow. Oh, we did what we had to do. Once again, can't regret what I did for.
Well, if there was ever an American composer who loved Broadway and showbiz, it was Marvin Hamlisch, whose untimely passing we regret, but we're celebrating the joy of his music today. I want to give a nod to the Rodgers and Hammerstein Foundation, Richard Rodgers, another composer who loved show business, for their generous support of Broadway to Main Street. Well, let's go out with the finale of A Chorus Line as we've celebrated that singular sensation, Marvin Hamlisch. We'll miss you, pal. Here's A Chorus Line.
sensation. Every little step he takes. Once, thrilling combination. Every move that he makes. One smile and suddenly nobody else will do. You know you'll never be lonely with you. Forget the rest. For the guy is second best to none. Son, ooh, sigh. Give him your attention. Do I really have to mention? He's the one. She walks in to a room, and you know
she's uncommonly rare, very unique, peripatetic, poetic, and chic.
She walks into a room, and you know from her manly poise, effortless whirl, she's a special girl strolling. Can't help all of her qualities extolling. Loaded with charisma is my jauntily sauntering Emily Chandler. She walks into a room, and you know you must shuffle along, join the parade. She's the quintessence of making the grade. This is what you call traveling. Oh, strut your stuff. Can't get enough of her. Love her. I'm a son of a gun. She is one of a
time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.